Land is Karbala. I think the brother already knows the answer. Probably he just wants a little bit more knowledge in his statement, because everybody has heard this. We also have this on our t-shirts as well, that every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. We wear that on the 10th, and we have this among the youths. Now this particular statement, whether when we go through history, whether it is from Imam Masroom or it is a poetry of someone, it is a statement which, when you look at this land, what is this land called?
Canada.
This land is called Canada because someone has said this to be Canada. Why was Karbala called Karbala? Because that particular land had the fight between good and evil. Any place, any land where there is a fight between good and evil, that earth is not called Canada anymore, it's not called US anymore, it's not called Pakistan anymore, it's not called any other name, but it becomes Karbala. And every day, you see, the day comes and goes. Today was day and the night. Every single day that you are in complete obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you sacrifice every single thing that you have sincerely for Him, that day becomes Ashura. That day is not Monday, that day is not Tuesday, that day is not Wednesday, that day is not Thursday, but that day is Ashura. If you want to go deeper inside of your heart can become Karbala. If you stand against your lowly desires, which is actually Yazid, the same principles of Yazid. If you stand against those lowly desires and you stand on the principles of Imam Hussein, your heart will become Karbala. It's not just land. And then when that Yazid will be defeated, that place will become acceptable and ready for Allah to have His house. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all of His mercy, and that our youths become the followers and the friends of the 12th Imam, and that we also have the opportunity to be part of His army. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins and give us the ability to mourn Imam Hussein for the rest of our lives. Matrim.